We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
My name is Alfred Rananga Mpateleni. I was on Good Morning Angels Festive Edition on the 11th December 2024. And this is my story. Me and my family, we live at Madamarara village near Thohoyandou in Limpopo province. The angels in my story is Pick and Pay and Good Morning Angels. I did work before. I was at K9 unit since 2008 at Veta Scola K9 unit in Gordons Bay, Cape Town, Western Cape. There I have learned lots of skills, how to care and handle the animals. I have trained lots of people, even in my community, how to handle a dog. On 2013, I came across with big incident, terrible one, that has happened in my body. It was on Sunday, and I was supposed to take one of the dogs to Kimberley, a dog unit. So I didn't know the character of that Rottweiler, and his name was Barnabas. So I go into the kennel, and I was playing with him nicely, and he was very obedient. So what happened is when I was tired and I was in need of going out so that I can even drink water or have a cup of coffee. So he didn't want me to go out of the kennel. And when I forced myself out of the kennel, the dog jumped onto me and bite me till the intestines were out. I struggled with that dog almost for 20 minutes without any help. And I have seen that this dog is going to kill me. So let me just ask God a last prayer of my life. And he came to my leg. When he came to my leg, it tears everything. But I was strong that I did pull him back out of the kennel. And somebody came because I was screaming heavily and I was very dizzy, not knowing what is going on. And that dog put me into hospital for almost a year. So when I wake up in the hospital, I see you. I told the owner of my company that I don't want that dog to be euthanized or put down. I still have to work with that dog because I have seen I can manage to work with that dog. It's vicious, but I know if I can put more effort or love on that dog, at least I will be fine. Unfortunately, they sent me home for recovery and they put the dog down. And when I came back to work, I was very traumatized that it took myself almost a year being traumatized and they find me a therapy. But that love of being bitten by the dog, it started. It developed deeply. When I took my early retirement because I was unable to walk, I came back 5 years back. And when I'm sitting down, I said, no, man, these dogs, they are suffering. And nobody cares because they are poisoning the dogs. They don't know about sterilization. They don't know about deworming. They don't know about vaccination. And I said, but I'm here just sitting down doing farming while I can go out there and help. That is where I decided to start a rescue organization that is called Rudzula Kone Rural Rescue NPC, of which is registered. It was not easy. There were people who were involved. helping me doing this. I still remember 3 years back when rescuing a small puppy that was been dosed with lots of JC fluid. I was very crying. But God is there to help me. I rescued the dog. And that lady, Mama Kasi Rural Rescue, her name is called Helga Tombris. She decided to come down here in Limpopo to workshop me. She find myself organized with a SPCA, Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, from Fiat's Sibasa Clinic. They come in numbers. And for 7 days, we have managed to help almost more than 1,200 dogs, vaccinating them with rabies, treating their sore ears, treating skin mange. And that is where all the skills have entered my head. And currently today, I am using the skills that I have been taught by Helga Tombris. So after the workshop, I asked the SPCA, and they opened their doors for me. And I managed to sterilize 57 dogs and 27 cats from this community and other community. By that time, I was collecting dogs to the place where their trailers is with a wheelbarrow. I've got a wheelbarrow. That wheelbarrow today is broken, but I can still use it. On 11 December 2024, I have received a call from Jacaranda FM, Good Morning Angels. They told me that they're gonna call me for recording. I presented my story. And when they called me again, it was a cry of joy because they sponsored me with a huge donation of 40,000 rand plus 10,000 rand voucher from Pick and Pay. So I was just crying. The car that I bought with the donation received from Jacaranda FM, it makes my life easier now. Because I can able to put almost more than 10 dogs in the car to SPCA for sterilization every Tuesday, every Thursday. I can put almost more than 15 cats inside the car to SPCA, traveling almost 140 kilometers. So I was very lucky now because my children is taking my career. I've got a lady, she's my daughter. She's following my career of looking after animals. She is at the college now, studying animal welfare, and she is doing well. I've got a small boy who, after school, when I got called outside, on weekends when I'm going to do outreaches, feeding and dipping, he is always with me, helping dogs and cats. And my wife, she's a pet sitter. She is doing a lot when I am outside helping voiceless animals. When there is dogs that have been brought in my house, she is looking after that. There are good angels outside. And Good Morning Angels is one of the best. I have seen lots of laughs. And may God bless all of the angels who are doing this, not for human beings only, but for animals. Because that must be our first priority. If you love animals first, then everything will be fine. You will be staying blessed. Kindness is very much important. Just imagine, if there is no kindness, what will be these animals like? They will be suffering a lot. Because by that kindness, I am just giving all my best and go outside with little resources that I have to help them. When they are suffering, I just give them basic meds.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.com.